Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Visit now with Awful Announcing's Associate Editor Ken Fang. Ken, what's going on with you this morning?
Good morning to you guys.
How fired up are you about getting the inside scoop on the Cleveland Browns on Hard Knocks this summer?
If it leads to a winning season, I'll be happy. If it leads to the same thing, then I won't be happy. So as a Cleveland Browns fan, I'm just hoping for some type of improvement, any type of improvement. I just as a guy who has seen nothing but losing seasons and losing body parts every year, I'm just hoping for something good. That's all I'm hoping for. Just hoping for something positive.
You think Baker's the guy?
I don't know. I have no idea. At this point, I'm exasperated, you know? I'm just waiting for something. I'm just wanting something. I want a winning season. That's all I care about. The playoffs can come later. Just 9-7. I'll be happy with that.
There you go. Ken, we talked about gambling and, you know, the ruling earlier this week that looks like it's going to open the door for more of that around the country. How do you think game broadcasts will be affected by the gambling change?
I don't think at first it'll be, there won't be too many changes. I mean, maybe Al Michaels will be a little bit more emboldened and talk about more about the point spread on Sunday Night Football than instead of trying to sneak in references. But I think down the road, eventually, you'll see starting, now that, it's opened up for gambling and it'll be legal, you'll get more and more references to it. But I don't think you'll see anything changing too rapidly at first, but I think down the road you'll see perhaps more programming geared to it. The NFL pregame shows will maybe even getting a gambling expert on the air like they used to. Back in the day, they had Jimmy the Greek on CBS and Pete Axtell on NBC to kind of like go around the fact that of talking about the point spread, but now they can. So I think eventually you'll see more of that down the road, but I think at the outset, I don't think you'll see a change yet.
Do you think it'll lead to changes in viewership, bigger viewership, with more people potentially having a financial interest in these games?
You might. I mean, the fact is that people watch for gambling anyway. So I'm not sure if it's going to be a huge change, but definitely there are going to be some more casual fans now coming in thinking that, hey, now that they've laid a bet down on the game, or, you know, that more and more states are now going to be opening up, like my state of Rhode Island has already has a bill ready to be passed in regards to gambling, and also hoping to get things going up for in time for college football season. So, yeah, I think that there'll be definitely a little bit more viewership. I'm not sure exactly how much is going to affect it, but there will be definitely more casual fans watching in regards to this now.
Well, Ken, man, I thought it was interesting talking about viewership. You know, TNT and Kenny Smith and crew with Barkley and Shaq and guys, they always do some interesting thing that's really kind of funny. And it was interesting. They did something with the holograms and emoji type stuff. Do you think people, you know, how do you think that fared well with the people watching? And do you think you'll see more of, you know, quirky things like that on air?
You know, I think, you know, Turner definitely likes to do more experimentation. They actually had a hologram for Obama's election back in 2008. And actually, you know, they tried to do some more innovation like that. But, you know, whether it resonates with fans is another thing. You know, it always gets picked on by social media. But if it's done right and it's done organically, I think people will pick up on it and people will like it. But if you're just trying to shoehorn it in just because it's, you know, you can do it and you're trying to, you know, trying to show off, I think then that's when people will get turned off by it. But if you do it organically, I think that something like that might do well.
I saw you did an article with the success of Tony Romo. You probably felt that it's made it a little bit easier maybe for like guys like Jason Witten to get on TV maybe at the end of their careers What are your thoughts on that? Because you can't assume every player is going to be as good as the player beforehand, but it seems like they're a lot more prepared with all these programs through the NFL of trying to be broadcaster. Mm-hmm. Do you think that will increase with players' visibility on TV and maybe at the end of their careers, maybe not even playing football and then kind of venturing over to TV?
I think that as long as the money is good, it's been Jason Witten's getting more money to play, to not play, than right. he would have played this season. So as long as the money is good, I mean, ESPN covets a big name and always for that position. I mean, Joe Theismann was at one time the highest paid employee at ESPN when he was doing Sunday Night Football for ESPN. John Gruden the same way. Jason Witten now is going to get a lot of money as well. But you're right about that. It all depends on the player. It all depends on how they're going to be doing. I mean, Tony Romo is one of those diamond in the rough. I mean, it was just one of those things. We all didn't think that he would be this good, and then he turned out to be spectacular. And he set the bar high. Is Jason Witten going to be as good? I don't think he's going to be that type of analyst that Tony Romo was, but you just never know. I mean, NBC has tried in the past, you know, and the networks have tried in the past trying to think a big name is going to be doing well. Bill Walsh back in the 1990s was supposed to be the next John Madden, and he wasn't a very good analyst at all. So you just never know with these. It's like draft picks. It's an inexact science, but ESPN is writing a lot with Jason Witten, hoping that he can be the next John Gruden. We'll have to wait and find out, and we'll have to wait and see if he's any good during the preseason and then into the first few games of the season.
Ken, the passing of Mike Sly, former SEC commissioner, and his impact on collegiate sports on television and just how the SEC network, which was his baby, turned into such a game changer.
Yeah, Mike Sly is definitely one of those people who had a lot of vision for the SEC, and his impact on what he's done for the SEC is immeasurable. I mean, going back to the SEC championships and all the things that he has done for the league, it's his vision that helped the SEC network to come into fruition and led to eventually other leagues like the ACC network, and that's going to be launching next year. But it wasn't the first. There was the Big Ten network, and also there was the Mountain, which is now no longer here. But it was his vision that led to ESPN partnering with the SEC and becoming the model for other networks. The Pac-12 has tried to copy it, but without success. But the fact is that Mike Sly had that vision, and the fact that people today and even yesterday when we heard about his death are all talking about the impact of what he's done for the SEC and making it into basically the league that it is today. It's just the fact is that he's done a lot for the league, and his impact is just really really can't be measured. It's just really what he's done, and the fact that he had the vision to do all this stuff and bring out league contracts for CBS and ESPN and then eventually the SEC network. I mean, it's stuff like that that really makes him into a visionary in college sports.
Speaking of Ken Fang with awfulannouncing.com, and what about Jenny Kavner making history doing play-by-play for a Major League Baseball team for the Rockies, and just some of the other sort of capable, perhaps, play-by-play people? Carol Lawson has done some for ESPN, and Doris Burke, who I think everybody thinks is terrific, could do whatever she wants with the NBA.
Absolutely. I mean, Jenny Kavner came in, and, I think she had done some work on radio previously, and now she was ready to go to television for the Colorado Rockies on AT&T Sportsnet Rocky Mountain, and has just done a fantastic. Most everyone has said that her debut was quite positive. Of course, as you mentioned, Doris Burke, she comes from my area in Rhode Island and very well liked. I don't think of course, there are those that come out and criticize her on social media, but for the most part, everything has been positive. And of course, there's Holly Rowe, going to be doing some play-by-play for the WNBA, her first play-by-play for professional sports. That will be coming up this season. So I think it's a positive move. It's a step in the right direction if someone is qualified to do the games, whether it's man or woman, or even dog, you know, as long as they show the personality there and the expertise. I don't think that, and of course, also too, we see AJ Molesko doing a fantastic job calling the playoffs, the NHL playoffs for NBC. So that we've seen some very qualified women coming in over the last year and a half doing television and doing it quite well.
Yeah, she did a lot of the games with the Predators and Jets. From Awful Announcing, Ken Fang. Good stuff. Have a good weekend.
You too.